You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
All right, let me pivot now from politics to purchase. And online sales have attracted the greatest number of customer complaints for a fourth consecutive year, according to a new report from the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud. Leah Subrati says the majority of complaints concerned items ordered online not being delivered on time, buyers receiving defective goods, and purchases not aligning with buyer expectation. He joins me now. And firstly then, which sectors have you identified as having the most customer complaints, and what steps are being taken to address the issues?
In terms of the sectors, and this is something that takes a little bit of understanding to actually read the stats correctly. So what we find is that a lot of consumers are transacting online. In terms of the CGSO and Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, and what we see, consumers are transacting a lot online. But how does this then land as a complaint at our office? And this is where an example would be key. A consumer can transact online, but the complaint will not be relating directly to that online transaction. And this is where the stats differ in some respects. So, for example, a consumer buying a kettle or a TV online may be dissatisfied with the quality of the product and will log that complaint as such, as a defective product, as opposed to having the disgruntledness with that particular online retailer. So to answer your question, the sectors that we're seeing that is bringing a lot of the complaints in is the online retail space, but the nature and the type of complaint differs depending on what the consumer's complaint is actually about, if I'm making sense.
You're making perfect sense, Lee. What do we mean by purchases not aligning with buyers' expectation? Is it we see something in the picture and when we open the box, we are mightily disappointed?
Yeah, so when it comes to online transactions, we have the Electronic Communications Act, which is quite clear. Any online retailer needs to reflect the goods as to what the goods, what can you expect as a customer when I purchase those goods in terms of quantity, in terms of what the picture says it to be, obviously together with the terms and conditions. And it is quite clear that they have to be quite descriptive. And we have quite good legislation when it comes to online transactions in the sense that a customer transacting online can return goods with no questions asked within 7 days from date of purchase if they purchase those goods online. Now, as an ombud, what do we do in this process? If a customer, for example, sees a picture of what they expect and the goods that are received do not meet any sort of expectations of what they saw online, they have the full right to return those goods and the costing depending on who is at fault here. But as the ombud, we ensure that as a customer, you exercise those rights. And if you are not happy with those goods, and if the supplier is failing to actually accept the return, that's where we get involved and we start the conversation with the hope that it can be resolved for you getting your money back and the goods being returned to that supplier.
Would I be correct in saying that your job has become more difficult in recent years when it comes to managing complaints related to products purchased from international online vendors? And I don't need to tell you, Lee, we're seeing more and more of that.
Yes, it's been quite prevalent. If you look at the recent media reports, the articles, there is quite a big debate happening relating to, and these are defined in our transactions. Now, as the ombud, remember, we are an ombud that's accredited by statute, the Consumer Protection Act. And because we operate within the borders of South Africa, our right and our reach is very limited. However, attempts are continuously being made with regulators, with stakeholders to look at, even though goods come in from cross-border sort of institutions or companies, how do we protect the consumer who's receiving the goods here in South Africa? And how can we extend the rights that the CPA gives to consumers who transact within the borders of South Africa?
All right, let's assume then that I've made the purchase, I open it, and my kettle doesn't look like anything that I wanted. I approach you. How does the ombud go about resolving this conflict?
That's perfect. So like with anything, the consumer has to first give the supplier an opportunity to respond, to correct the complaint, And if that supplier does not assist the consumer to the satisfaction of that consumer within 15 business days, the consumer can immediately log the complaint with the office of the ombud, and we have an expected turnaround time of 60 business days. But we try, if you see from my annual report, we have a current average of 41 days. So we try our best to resolve the complaint as soon as possible. And now we have an application, we have an online www.cgso.org.za, And we have a call share number that consumers can call in, and we will get involved in the process and try to speedily resolve the complaint to the benefit of both.
And when you say get involved, what do you actually do?
Remember, the whole purpose of what we do is to get the parties to speak. So we use methods of mediation. It's very important to note that our outcomes are not binding. They're not binding rulings. They're not an order of court. All that they are to do is to get the supplier and the consumer to communicate and to ensure that, number one, that the Consumer Protection Act is promoted and is applied. And from there, to look at ways of resolving the complaint. So all that we are is that we are facilitator of the alternative dispute resolution process, which comes with its benefits of parties sometimes discussing, listen, these are the options we can propose to the customer to make them happy and to resolve the complaint. Ideally, we look at future relationship between the supplier and the consumer, because in an economy that you want to be sustainable, we have to try and repair the relationship as best as we can.
And if your mediation is unsuccessful, what happens then?
Then at that point, the consumer can approach the National Consumer Commission. Remember, we as the Ombud, we report to the National Consumer Commission under the umbrella of the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. So the escalation procedures are there. What we are meant to do is to try and resolve it at first, sort of first bite at the apple, so to speak, so that one saves time, one saves costs, because a lot of consumers don't have the means of going the full legal route.
Are you finding that as online shopping becomes more prevalent and there is an increase in complaints, the big online stores themselves are starting to play ball?
Yeah, I mean, we engage with a lot of local retailers when it comes to online retailers. And what we can find, especially with things like third-party sellers, you know, marketplace sort of places and stuff where third parties are able to market their goods, what we find is that because e-commerce is becoming so prevalent, like you mentioned, that providers, in order for them to create sustainable businesses, they have to bring their lines and their practical application of their processes in line with the CPA. Because no one wants to be found wanting of the law, wanting of the CPA. It's not good for business. But on a positive note, we do find that local retailers are applying those concepts. And also now, with the inclusion of other global players now in the local market, it drives the economy, it drives competition. At the same time, with competition comes the need for you to be compliant. And I mean, the Ombud statistics speaks for that, and it assists, you know, in companies just providing that overall protection for consumers.
You spoke about the current consumer protection laws. Do you believe they're adequate, or are there gaps that need to be addressed?
Like with any legislation, over time, your customer, your supplier base changes, the type of transactions, the type of economy we see, and, you know, especially with bigger players in the market. So the Consumer Protection Act, and I'll say this again, we have one of the best pieces of legislation in the world. But then the question that then asks, how do we now need to adapt that legislation to cater for the current frustrations and gaps that we see? And I think what we have going for us is that every 5 years, our government has the opportunity to relook at these laws to see how can we better it. And it's institutions like Ombuds and regulators and consumer bodies that assist to expose these gaps so that we can move towards amending these laws to cover those areas that are uncovered.
Yeah, well, good to see that the consumer is protected. Lee Subrati, thank you very much indeed. Consumer Goods and Services Ombud. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.